With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we had Jack Mate in, didn't we? He's podcaster, YouTuber, and he's built an incredible career.
What a nice person.
He was a nice lad.
Really
big West Ham fan, loved his darts.
Some people you really begrudge their success, but he was a really nice chap.
Yeah, that's. Do you want to name the people you begrudge?
No, or? Next week.
Okay, next week. Yeah, we'll do a great
tune in
big
next
list.
Week.
With a music bed, just list them off. We had a bit of a chat, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We had some good stuff today.
Yeah, the listeners got involved.
You opened the back, reopened the museum,
the TalkSport Alternative Museum, which was nice, and you added some more artifacts for it. We had a birthday spread as well. So here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Charlie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Paul. I had a meeting this morning.
Yeah.
Not at TalkSport, not with anyone else.
Just with some
management. Yeah. And about 10 minutes into the meeting, the fire alarm went off.
Okay.
We had to evacuate
That's
the building.
Little people want to talk to you, Charlie.
I don't know if she gave someone the nod.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was like, I know I'm boring, but you can just end the meeting. I don't mind.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if we wanted to do on the text, when did the fire alarm stop play?
Oh, okay.
If we wanted to do any of that.
It wasn't a terrible fire.
No, exactly. We don't want anyone,
that'd be a bit dark.
People running out of a burning building,
then.
You know.
Or just the way you managed to worm your way out of someone's company. That would be fantastic.
That's nice. Yeah.
Very nice. This person was so desperate not to spend any more time with Charlie, actually set fire to the building. So if you would like to tell us those stories, you can.
Yes.
TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. Roy Keane, man pretty much often a parody of himself, isn't he? And proving it this week after the FA Cup game between Forest Green and Birmingham City, when Rob Earnshaw, Mark Pugach and him were discussing that incredible treble save from Neil Etheridge, which you've probably seen, the great classic goalkeeper recovery. You know, you make a save and you get up again, do another one.
Like they do in training all the time.
Well, I think most people looked at that and thought, well, that's a really impressive bit of goalkeeping. Well, this is, if you haven't heard, this is what Roy had to say.
I mean, this is a great save for a start. And then he gets up, makes his next save. But in my opinion, that one is, if I'm looking at that, I'm like, come on, go finish that one.
Oh, yeah, the middle
don't
one.
Don't give the goalkeeper.
Of course he should.
I don't know, Roy.
That's his job. I think just standard saves. I actually think
they do that every day.
That's literally what they practice for, isn't it? Doesn't not mean it's good.
That's
though.
Why he's wearing gloves. That's his job. Honestly, pretty straightforward.
That's what.
It's his job.
He's wearing gloves. It's fantastic. Well, he's as I say, Roy. You know, it's a bit panto. But or maybe not. But anyway, we just wondered about people that you've come across who are incredibly hard to impress. Sometimes you just encounter people, you think, I'll get some real brownie points for that. And they'll go, oh, yeah, is that all? It's just
some people,
yeah, that's it. Okay, well, fair enough. People that are hard to impress, tell us your tales, or maybe you're the person who's hard to impress. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. And yes, we should salute Alan Ruff, the former Scotland goalkeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Alan Ruff. I saw today a tweet. Congratulations to Scottish football legend Alan Ruff, who today picked up his MBE at Holyrood Palace. Proud moment for him and his family. It absolutely is.
Yeah,
and
very nice.
He's looking in fine fettle. He's looking in great nick. Very, still looking healthy and a fine goalkeeper. And whenever I think of Alan's name, I decide to go in. I turn all the lights on because we don't open the alternative wing of the TalkSport Football Museum very often.
It's just
a bit
not
like
enough,
the Black
not
Museum
footfall.
At Scotland Yard. You have to come by appointment only.
Oh dear, really? So
because it doesn't have your normal shirts and caps.
No, yeah.
It has an alternative array of items years we've collated on this show over some 20
nice.
Years.
What's in there?
So let me tell you what's in there. A headlight windscreen wiper off of Laurie McMenemy's Mercedes.
Oh, lovely.
That's nice. So that's it. Their pride of place. Let me just lead you over here, Charlie, to have a closer look at the spark plug from John Sillett's ride-on lawnmower.
Oh, very nice. How's that? And how's that mounted, Paul?
It's beautifully lit, and it's just on a small plinth.
Okay.
That's nice. We've got Steve Perryman's fillings, the skipper. Steve Perryman's the dental nurse there. Steve had some fillings done, and what was left of the old fillings, she took home for her husband,
she kept them, did she?
Who was a big Spurs fan, so he had Steve Perryman's fillings. A toaster signed by Charlie Nicholas. This was an Arsenal fan who was out and about one day and saw Charlie in a pub. He'd just been shopping, so he thought, well, get him a sign of the toaster. So the bloke had a toaster at home. All the best, Charlie Nicholas.
Lovely, lovely.
Roberto Baggio's ponytail and coffee mug Roberto drank from in the hairdressers when he had the ponytail trimmed.
Now that's actually quite a good one. He'd get some money for that.
And the mug still had Baggio's coffee lip stain, allowing you there possibly to clone him.
Yes, very nice.
I'll come on to Alan Ruff in a moment. Yeah. Just join me over here and take a closer look at the
You're rushing me on. I like to look at the exhibits very slowly, Paul.
The thermocoupler from Ramon Vega's boiler. This was a heating engineer who had to change the part and thought, he's a footballer, I'll keep it.
Keep hold of that.
The emerald green toilet seat from Frank Stapleton's bathroom.
Although
I did have a chat with Frank one day and he said, I never had an emerald green toilet seat. Make of that what you will.
Fake news.
Graham Roop's blood soaked glove, the former England cricketer, that he used to mop up his broken nose blood. Nice, lovely.
That's a nice thing.
A cotton bud used by Wayne Rooney.
Lovely.
That's quite nice. Brooklyn Beckham's cot, which we have over here. Paul Dickoff's fire surround and fireplace.
Very nice. It's always very nice, yeah.
And this is one we all love. The Veruca sock signed by Sheffield Wednesday's David Hurst. So there we are. Just some of the items. I hope you enjoyed that. Some of the items that we have
what a lovely
in the
place.
Twisted wing of the TalkSport Football Museum. We're always happy to add to it. So Alan Ruff. Why Alan Ruff?
Yeah, well, why have you got Alan Ruff there?
Some boys phoned us up. They'd done a bit of work in Alan's loft. I don't know if it was insulation or conversion.
Okay.
But they were up there. The budgie got out. The budgie flew about and it got a bit freaked and it died. Sad news. It was Alan Ruff's dead budgie that they found up in the loft.
Oh, gosh. And you've got it in the museum, like at Lord's.
Yeah, that's right. But this guy took it. This guy done the work, took the budgie and pressed it like a flower in a book.
Oh.
He was a big Scotland footballer. He was dead. Pressed it like a flower in a book. He said,
I don't think you should press it, though, should you?
He said, you could just make it. It was flat, but you could just make out the beak. So, look, no budgies were harmed in the making of that. Sadly, it had gone.
Well, it had gone already.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
wouldn't you keep it whole, freeze it or something, wouldn't you?
What, stuff it? Taxiderm a budgie.
Yeah, lovely.
03717. But anyway, so there we are. If you can add, we would love to. We're always happy in more items for the Twisted Wing of TalkSport Football Museum. So
nothing weird.
What, like a flattened dead budgie, for example, belonging to Alan Ruff. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TS. H and J. Ben Hewer, obviously, Roy Keane's got nothing on Shania Twain. People that are hard to impress. You got a point there, Ben.
That'd be nice.
You have got a point. Anyway, nice.
Roy Keane should re-record that Don't Impress Me Much.
Yeah, that's
right. That'd be a great little mashup there.
Number three so in you've the got British a car. Charts. That'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah.
So you're Brad Pitt.
Good old, one for, yeah.
Anyway, someone can do it.
Yeah, there's plenty of good Roy Keane impersonators.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, Charlie, you probably heard they announced yesterday that something they're looking to bring in, maybe at some point into the Premier League, they're going to try out different competitions, are the referees being mic'd up and explaining their VAR decisions.
Good, so they should.
So I was just thinking, that will be fine sometimes. But what about last night when Robert Jones decided that tackle on McTominay in the Palace United game wasn't a penalty?
It was 100% a penalty.
McTominay gets a touch on the ball. Palace player, I can't remember, doesn't get a touch on the ball.
Chris.
Yes. Anyway, gets a touch. Doesn't get a touch on the ball. Yeah, Richards, Chris Richards, that's right. He goes down, doesn't he? And it's a pen. And we all watch it, and apparently...
We all go pen.
Yeah, when you watch it back, you watch it and say, VR are going to overturn that.
Yeah.
So you watch
it
back.
It's a clear error.
And apparently, it doesn't reach the threshold of a clear and obvious error.
So what's the threshold?
Exactly. It depends. Sometimes they'll forensic, it's like CSI, they'll forensically rock and roll and dissect a decision.
Mm.
But in this case...
But I think they've been so desperate to move it on, because everyone's complained about the time it takes, that now you're getting quicker decisions, but wrong decisions.
Yeah.
And that last night, it just seemed so obvious.
But can you imagine Robert Jones standing there on his microphone in the stadium? I mean, it would have been away from him, so it probably would have gone down very well at Selhurst.
Yeah, lovely.
But had it been at Old Trafford or the Emirates or something like that, and its home team being sawn off, this guy's got to stand there and said, that is not a penalty because it fails to meet the threshold of a clear and obvious error.
I will say as well with this, I don't know how many football grounds you go to that ever have a good speaker system.
Yeah.
They never ever have even at top level grounds, it's always it's like listening to the local taxi company. So how are they going to hear this?
That's very
it's going to be lovely to hear the refs' voices though, Paul. That's going to be the thing, isn't it?
We don't know what they're going to sound like.
Because
you look at these guys and you make a value judgment, and Robert Jones is a big lad, isn't he? Looks a big guy, and you're expecting him to come on and say, I've disallowed that goal, because that bit Roger Moore or something,
or I'm blessed, you know.
Yeah, but he might talk like that. I've not awarded that. You know, he might.
No,
it would be. Yeah,
he does. He kicks the ball though.
It would be. Yeah, it would be bad, wouldn't it?
Don't
say that, mate. We can't take you seriously.
They'll be happy.
I'm sure he doesn't. Sure, he doesn't talk like that.
Helium.
Yeah,
like they've had helium before.
Anyway.
Paul, did you want to make a little confession about? I know we've got the birthday spread later on.
What for?
We've had Ben Fletcher's friend in this afternoon. I mean, David Langheim, who is the groundsman for Woking FC. It'd be very nice to have him.
You had a great question
in and around
him.
The studio.
You said to him he was talking about being on the ride on mower on the pitch, and you said, "Yeah, what mower you got?"
Yeah. That's a good question.
You were really interested.
I'm interested in mowers,
and he
Paul.
Told you. Yeah. You came out with a name
I
of
said
a mower.
I said Kubota, Paul, and I don't think it was ever going to be a
and
Kubota.
And he said, no, I haven't got a Kubota.
It was like someone really asking, saying a daft one.
Yeah.
You know, he ain't got a Kubota, mate.
But then he came out with one he has got, and you went, oh, yeah, you knew.
I didn't know.
Like you
knew. But I know you're trying to throw a smokescreen about what was actually said, which was, I agreed with you on the birthday spread last week, Charlie.
Let's not go over old
ground. That's a listener, Paul. That's a listener.
As long as you're comfortable with what you did, that's fine. Anyway, another item. Very quickly, Tim's been in touch. Many years ago, when Plough Lane was first derelict, I had a poke around the dressing rooms. Found a load of old x-rays. I've got Dave Besant's hand, Dennis Wise's knee. Gave them to my mate Mark, who was a mad Dons fan.
That's good.
That's nice. X-rays of the stars. Yeah. So all being added... They'll be on a light box in the alternative wing of the TalkSport Football Museum. A nice light box.
Could perhaps be a medical area. Yeah.
Well, shouldn't it have been Dave Besant's toe when he dropped the old salad cream on it?
That would have been nice, yeah.
That would have been it, wouldn't it? That would have been the one we really wanted. See if you can find that one for us, Tim. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Try and tell us how you happened upon these things. For example, Phil in Hebden Bridge, you said a tin of soup signed by rugby league Sam Tompkins. So that must have been you're out and about, you just done your shopping, you saw him in Tesco's or whatever, and said, Sam, would you mind signing me soup?
Yeah,
and, you know, he kindly did it. But, I mean, I'm guessing that's what happened. I don't know. You wouldn't go out your way. You wouldn't stand outside the ground, would
you? Pick the nearest thing to you, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, let us know. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Now, we're joined in studio now by YouTube sensation podcaster, about to go on the tour as well. A bit more details on that. West Ham fan. Jack, mate. Jack, good to see you.
Oh, thanks for having me on, lads.
It's a great pleasure.
Very welcome.
This is surreal for me. I've always got TalkSport on in the car.
Yeah, you were telling us. I saw a tweet from you a few months ago and you said, I've come to TalkSport late and I listen to it all the time now. I absolutely love it. How did that come about then?
The missus wanted a different radio station on to play pop hits all the time.
Yeah.
I was just a bit sick of it. So one day I sort of overruled her. TalkSport on, That's never been off since.
And you got into it. Fantastic. Yeah,
that's where the trade goes.
Yeah, exactly. And I've actually
singing the advert.
Exactly. Well, like, you're off on tour very soon, and mm-hmm. I've always said Paul and Andy should go on tour, and I said I'll come along and I'll just sing the adverts.
Yeah.
Between, I thought that'd be quite
we
a nice
have
little
a three
touch.
Or 4 minute break every 15 minutes.
It's the band
fantastic.
Playing, you know.
Yeah. That's right. You can be. You can have your untucked shirt.
Get down to sell a bit of Wicks.
Knowing you, you tuck your shirt.
I'll do your ads. I'm a YouTuber. We do ads all the time.
I don't need a mattress.
Now,
it's all right.
It's incredible, really, that you've got a huge following on YouTube and all social media. The podcast is incredibly popular. How did it all come about? What was the story then? Yeah. How did you kind of get into this world?
Oh, mate, I was doing it from... my voice keeps breaking at the moment. I've just done it on the radio.
Don't be nervous.
I started when I was at school, and I was like now everyone and their dog's doing it, but I was doing it like early on.
Yeah.
And I was just watching a few other YouTubers that were... I remember watching this guy just bought 10 packets of wine gums and counted how many of each colour you get. And I thought, that's something I can do.
Wow.
That's in my skill set.
I've got the link to that. It sounds good. I quite like it.
Wine gums, you say?
Yeah, wine gums.
I just started making sort of weird videos and stuff, wanting to be a YouTuber. I actually made a name for myself doing comedy skits, kind of taking the mick out of other YouTubers.
Right.
Because I wanted to be a YouTuber. I met a lot of them at these conventions. Hmm. And they were a bit pretentious. The first thing they say is, how many subscribers have you got? Mm. How much money do you make? And I thought, we're just normal people having a laugh, aren't we? So, I started doing...
I just scrop out my next two questions.
That's ruined it. We spent hours working on them, didn't we?
I told you he wouldn't answer that before.
1.4 million and in debt are the answers to that. Made a name for myself on that. And then a couple of years ago, I just kind of got bored of doing that. I'm almost 30 now, so I thought I'd do a podcast. I've always been interested in interviewing people and learning about sort of new things. So I started a podcast with my two mates and the rest is history.
It's funny, I always think about the people who do competitive eating and eating challenges on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what was the catalyst? What was that tipping point? What was the moment when they were three quarters of the way through an Olympic breakfast eating that 12th sausage and they thought, do you know what? This is a living.
Yeah,
I could turn this into a living. I mean, when was the moment for you? Thought, well, okay, this could be a full-time job.
I was doing it weekly for 7 years without earning a penny.
Right.
And then there was a YouTuber called Zoella, who released an advent calendar that was £50.
Mm-hmm.
There was only 12 doors in it, and it was quite rubbish, to be fair. So I made a comedy sketch about it, pretending to be a beauty. That's my voice again.
Yeah.
God.
Don't worry about it.
It's because I play Sunday League. Yeah, and I was shouting a lot of the week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, the Pixar.
It's Elko. So I reviewed this calendar. That went super viral. It's got about 6 million views now.
Wow.
And ever since then, The people just come back and want more. But it's really, nowadays, it's really the podcast that is front and centre of everything I do.
I've got a 15-year-old son, and these days, when you ask that age of person what they want to do, it's gone from being professional footballer to YouTuber.
Mate,
a lot of the time it's YouTuber or TikToker or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you are living a lot of their dreams, you know.
Well, they did a poll. I recently did a speech back at my old school. They invited me back to do a speech.
You'll never amount to anything.
Yeah.
You're an absolute waste. Stop counting
scores.
Wine gums. That'll never get you anywhere.
Like the Christmas Father Ted settling scores where people would never... And you got the Golden Clerical Award.
Mr. Jackson, the science teacher.
Yeah. Let me go back, mate. 4 hours. In. Jack is a waste of space. He will never amount to anything. C minus. Is he still here? No. Oh, he died. Fair enough.
But they did a poll, I think, around the country, and I think YouTuber was top one of what people want to be. Don't get me wrong, I'm not massive. Like KSI, he's massive. Yeah. Sidemen are massive.
I've got an idea for you there.
Okay.
Actually, this is my idea I'm going to pitch, Paul. Mm.
Not celebrity taxi, do me.
Stop
selling that to anybody who comes in the studio.
That's for someone else. That's for ITVX. No, this is for you, Jack, mate.
Yeah.
Which is, you take, now you're a big podcast, obviously.
Yeah.
Podcast boxing.
How would that work?
Podcast, but I reckon you could take on easily the parenting hell, lads.
Okay.
So you v. Josh. Josh is a tiny
Josh,
little
fella. Josh is not built for boxing.
You could take Josh, no trouble.
Yeah. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'd happily...
Okay.
If the money's right...
The Tailenders, lads, that's quite a successful podcast.
That's Greg James,
isn't it? Greg James, quite tall.
Imagine Felix, he's wiry, he'd be a bit handy. He'd be like Tommy Hearns.
Well, you could send Robbie Noxon against him, perhaps, the Peter Crouch
YouTube
thing,
boxing.
Not YouTube boxing, podcast boxing.
Oh, sorry, podcast boxing.
And it's sound audio only.
Oh, but are you scrapping though? Are you actually scrapping?
You're actually fighting, but all we want to hear is oof.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, whack.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I do it. Crouchy's. Like, I'm quite tall myself. Yeah. 6'3", but
okay.
People say.
You'd be giving away 3 inches
yeah,
there.
Yeah, range, not the range. First time.
No way.
Very,
we're
crouchy. Yeah.
Keep you away with his jab, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I can't fight the same alive, so we'll leave that to KSI and the Sidemen,
okay.
I think.
I don't think it's a good idea. Okay, I'll scrub that one out.
But tell me more about that celebrity taxidermy.
It's called Get Stuffed.
It's called Get Stuffed.
You thought it through.
Yeah.
You have people bringing in their animals that have passed.
Yeah.
And they want it. It's like repair shop.
You want them restored to their glory. The trouble is, you're asking people from Hollyoaks to do it.
Right.
Then, they take your beautiful sort of Doberman that sadly passed on that you want restored to greatness. Yeah. They turn it into some terrible mutant hound because they don't know what they're doing.
You've got Jimmy Cranky stuff in it and she don't know what she's doing.
Yeah,
she hasn't got a clue.
Yeah,
when you said celebrity taxidermy, I thought you meant something completely different.
It's hour three, and Jimmy's ferret is looking less like a ferret with every passing hour.
The cheeky girls are struggling with a hamster.
Yeah, that's a very different show.
That's a very different show. Yeah.
So you're touring. You're on tour. You're taking it on tour. Mm-hmm. And it's not just you, though, isn't it? Tell us who's on tour with you.
It's me and my two co-hosts. So Stevie White, who's just my mate who used to work in Boots.
That's nice.
I'm sort of bringing along for
a day.
Good
for a meal deal.
Yeah. And Robbie Knox, formerly of Soccer AM. He was Tramp there. He's a co-host of mine. So, we're just taking the podcast on tour. 14 dates across the UK. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's called the Round Sheep Tour.
Nice.
Still not... completely sure. Well, I am, but it makes our show look a lot more highbrow than it is, right? A couple of weeks ago, we were discussing the etymology of phrases, who let the cat out of the bag and stuff that. And we found out that I think let the cat out of the bag was just a few blokes in a pub 100 years ago come up with it. So I'm not going to leave much of a legacy behind. Mm. So I thought if we can come up with a phrase and get all of our listeners to use it, and we coined the phrase round sheep, and to us that means... makes you think. So ever in your day-to-day life, something makes you think.
In context, and how would you use round sheep? Give us a sentence.
Say to me, is Haaland really that good, or is he just in a good squad? And I'd go, round sheep. Saying it out loud, I lose confidence in it every time I say it. So
I don't think you've been listening to enough talk sport, because what we get now is, of course he's good enough.
Yeah. right.
You idiot. You on about, you idiots. Yeah. What are you even doing on talk sport? That's what you'll get.
We get enough of that on our pod
as
well.
So you're in Birmingham, 1st of Feb, Reading, Guildford, Cardiff, all the big cities.
When you were doing your skits of the other YouTubers, did they take it well? I mean, generally, did they like it or not? Or did you ever get any pushback?
They didn't like it.
They didn't like it, no.
But since sort of moving on from that, I've had a lot of those people on my podcast to sort of chat it out and stuff. It's like, basically my whole spiel was, I'm so privileged to live this life I have. Mm. Whereas I don't feel like a lot of them back in the day took it, they thought because they had X amount of subscribers, that meant they were better than people. Mm. So their first port of call was they gain an audience. Well, what stuff can I sell them for as much as possible?
Yeah.
And I was just like... That's not what it's about, is it? Having the audience is the prize itself. So a lot of them...
I don't think you're privileged, Jack, if I'm being honest. I think you've seen a market that is building, and you've managed to hit the market and hit it at the right time and grow it, because you're obviously a very nice person, and you've managed to grow it with you and your personality.
I appreciate that.
That isn't privilege, that's just being good at business.
I appreciate that.
Being good
at
show business.
And that's why we have tried to keep the tickets as cheap as they...
80 quid, yeah.
80 quid. Meet and greet, 250.
It's not 80 quid before it, is it? I don't know, I haven't got any prices here.
19 quid.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
19 quid. Yeah. And also another reason, to be completely honest with you, is if it's a load of rubbish, they can't really complain.
That is true. There's only 19.
What do you expect?
Yeah,
that's true.
Of course, it's going to be rubbish.
So you kick off in Birmingham, 1st of Feb, and Reading, Guildford, Cardiff, Southampton, York, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Bristol, Cambridge, you've got playing the Shepherd's Bush Empire in London.
Yeah.
And then Norwich.
Nice venues.
Yeah,
really
I think
nice
we've
venues.
Added a Manchester Apollo in there as well.
Oh,
which
fantastic.
Is, yeah, it's scary times. Fun
and,
times.
And what's, like, I mean, is it going to be the three? Is it kind of an extension of the podcast, or have you got some pyrotechnics, or what have you got planned? Oh, you don't want to give away to all the secrets. Yeah. But
I think there might be a little smoke machine in there.
Oh, hang on a minute. Ooh. That's always
yeah.
good.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah. We're basically doing what we do on the podcast, but live. We're going to get a lot of audience interaction. We do this little strand called Confessions. So the nice. Audience can submit their confessions and we'll choose whether or not they're forgiven or yeah. not. We did a little warm-up show at the Waterfront in Norwich and we made some up because we thought if they're not that juicy, yeah, we might have to make some up. Turns out you don't have to make them up. People have done some weird stuff.
People want to tell you everything as well. They yeah. really want to tell
too
you.
Much, yeah. Too much, too
much.
And,
and the thing is, I suppose, everything's content, isn't it? So I'm assuming you... being in the van, I don't know what you'll be in, a bus, a van, what do you think, what will you be in, how will you be travelling around?
We
all that will be content, where you stay will be content. It's wonderful, yeah. It's good, isn't
we
it?
Have a huge tour bus, like a rock and roll tour
really?
Bus
really?
With our faces on
it's
the side
yeah.
yeah it's gonna be pretty special.
Full Spinal Tap.
Yes.
I wonder if
yeah.
in the world of coach travel they've got, because back in the day you used to see pictures of footballers in the 70s and 80s and they'd be on those coaches that would have a lamp in the middle with a sort of tasseled lampshade which was welded
oh, yeah.
to the thing, so all the boys would play cards around
oh,
the lampshade.
I like it.
And you'd have two
nice.
And two facing each other,
yeah.
so they could all kind of talk when they were on their way from sort of getting picked up outside the Green Man, the West End players, going up to Carlisle or whatever. They all sit there playing cards.
Love
there
it.
Must be a these retro
yeah,
coaches
yeah,
that have
still
the,
available,
the little
yeah.
lampshade with the tassels on
yeah.
that you could play cards around.
Maybe that's going to be on my rider. That's all I
yes,
want. Just
nice.
A tasseled lamp.
A tasseled lampshade bolted to the table.
Bit,
so the three
bit,
of us.
A bit weird, but okay.
The
sure. sure.
That can have a tear up when we play cards. It used to get quite the players playing cards back in the day taking
yeah,
imagine that
hundreds
the idea
of each
going
other.
To an away game and someone taking like in the latest years someone taking 10 grand off you on a coach
and then you've got Rotherham away
and then you've got to play them
getting yeah. clogged.
There was a story of one player and I could never ever mention his name but was basically hounded out of a club because he cheated at cards. They found out he was cheating and the rest of the players said to the manager, you've got to get rid of him. When
really?
None of us want to play with him again. You know, if that's what he's like as a bloke when he plays cards with his teammates, he's taking money off him.
Wow.
They had to sell him.
Wow.
Sell all the players.
I was, again, I can't mention the name, but I was chatting to a player a couple of years ago and he said that, and this is recent Premier League times, he said that he would the manager would go to bed in the hotel room and then all the players would sneak out, go in one of the players' rooms and they'd just be playing cards.
Yeah,
until about 4
yeah,
or 5
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah.
That's mad,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's very mad. Yeah. That's without the lampshade. They've taken the lampshades
no
off.
Lampshade.
Wait, no one said they didn't have the lampshade.
No, they may have unscrewed it from the coach and taken it in. You can only play cards around that one lampshade.
Quite a lampshade-based chat.
Yeah, it was.
There was more lampshade in this interview than I thought there'd be.
Yeah, there was. It was quite lampshade-heavy, wasn't it? We should have got Frank Lampshade Jr. on.
Oh, nice.
Come
so
on.
Your
let's have your
lampshade-based
players. No, let's not. Bothering. West Ham are your team.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
How did that come about then? Was it a sort of family thing?
Yeah, or? my dad's from London, so yeah. when I was about 3 months old, he slapped a West Ham beanie hat on me and
nice.
A life of misery was to come.
Yeah. Strange times, and this is they're saying that this I mean, either the managers could go this weekend, couldn't they? So there are a lot of the papers in front of the Telegraph Sports saying last chance saloon for David Moyes, they lose against Everton, that's it.
Yeah. I love David Moyes, right? I think this, like, I've been a West Ham fan my whole life. I've seen us struggling relegation battles, being in the champ, having to come up through the playoffs, like all of those bad times. He's given us some of the best years we've ever had. And
yeah.
A lot of the sort of West Ham fans out there on Twitter will say that I'm just saying that because I'm employed by the club, but that's not the case at all. They don't care what, I'm only a presenter, I can give my
yeah.
opinion.
Mm.
And I think, like, the grass isn't always greener. Of course, we're not doing very well this season. We're not. But we've brought in a lot of new players and they do need time to bed.
Danny Ings today's turning up.
I'm buzzing with that. I'm
yeah,
buzzing
good,
with that.
Good,
yeah.
good bit of
yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think maybe there's rumours that Antonio's maybe out the back, like, leaving. So, I don't know. I'm still... just Moyes in, just for the for what he's given us and stuff. And I think we live in this world where managers just get the boot too quickly. And I've seen some of the names that we've been linked to, like Rafa Benitez. For me, that's just a sideways step. So yeah. I'm still Moyes in. I'm still confident. It's just
always the way. If not them, who, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if there's no obvious answer, then I always think stick.
Don't get me wrong. If Tuchel would come. But he's not going to, especially with where we are in the league. If Tuchel would come, then my stance on it might be a little bit different. But that Europa League run we had, there's some special memories. London Stadium started to feel like a home after that Seville win and stuff.
Yeah, okay, so nice.
Yeah, David Moyes, I'll give him a bit more time.
We've got a lampshade given. Anders lampshade and Jimmy Floyd Tasselbank.
Okay, that's it. I think
it's not a probably. You've probably done it.
Tariq Lamptey.
Oh, there it is. You've done it. We don't. See, that's why you're on tour and these losers aren't.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't call people losers.
Fantastic. So, have a lovely time on tour. Enjoy. Is this the first time you've toured?
First time, yeah. Rock and roll, baby. Yeah,
it should be good, shouldn't it?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And the podcast is exclusively on Spotify,
isn't it? It is. It's called Jack Mates Happy Hour. We interview celebrities and fun people and stuff like that. We've had your very own Laura Woods on recently as well. Yeah, come and give that a listen if you want. And we'd love to see you on tour. Come and see us on tour.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Who have been your favourite celebs? Who are the ones you've had to pinch yourself now and again when you've had them on?
Early on, we got Ricky Gervais. I'm a huge fan of Ricky Gervais. I'm also massive into my darts as well. And we had Gezi Price on. But the number one for me, being a lifelong West Ham fan, we had Mark Noble on a few months ago. Nice. He gave us a two-hour interview as well. And I think that's the longest interview
he's
ever
had. He's got nothing to do now,
is he? he was plugging the book.
He's a good lad, isn't he? We interviewed him a few years ago, and he was very, very good. So, top man, isn't he?
Top guy. He had a little... I did get in a little bit of trouble with him, though. Mm-hmm. He was about to leave our studio, and he was in his car, and he'd done the window down. He said, West Ham were playing Blackburn in the League Cup that night, and he said, Jack, you coming to London Stadium? And I went, nah, I've got a bit on. He went... You'd be coming if that's a Europa League, though, wouldn't you? And you get that voice crack there. It was because it was Mark Noble.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, Skipper.
Mark Noble shouting part-time supporter. Yeah. Well, good to see you, Jack.
Thanks so much for having me on, lad. It's been a pleasure.
So people can find you, obviously, they can find you all over social media, but if they want details of the tour, they can find that on Jack Mates Happy Hour podcast. Go and find that on Twitter, Jack's Happy Hour. Jack with two A's, and you can get all the details of the tour, where to get your tickets. It starts on the 1st of February.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
So, yes, birthday spread time. 10 birthdays from the week. Andy told us yesterday he had a surfeit of gags. So many gags. Wow. Didn't know what to do with them, but he's chosen the 10 best.
Trying to lighten the atmosphere.
So think how bad the other five were. but anyway, he's put the birthdays together, and we've got to guess the ages. There was a bit of skullduggery last week, but we leave that behind now. It's another day. We move on. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon. That handover was so long, I've only got time for two birthdays. Thanks.
I knew he'd have a gob on about it. So, plate, Andy, I'd say plate. So, and keeping score, very much a horse. Jeff Peters joins. Hello, Jeff.
Good afternoon to you, everybody. I'm not in the nerve centre. I'm outside George Foreman's house trying to calm him down after last week's shenanigans.
Sounds like you're in the
38, Charlie 18.
Sounds like you're in the Boris Becker Memorial cupboard to me. What's going on? So, 10 birthdays. We should crack on, really.
Let's get on with it.
Sergio Mendes and Pele. First birthday then for Charlie, you somehow won last week. So, first birthday.
So bitter.
Okay, she's the singer-songwriter for the Bengals. It's Susanna Hoffs.
Dream woman.
She does a brilliant impression of Mo Salah, slowly ambling off after being subbed. She can walk like an Egyptian.
Very good. That's very good. Susanna Hoff.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. I love the Bengals. Manic Monday, written by Prince, of course.
By Prince, of course.
6 o'clock already, I was just in the middle of a dream.
And many, 60. Many more. 60? I didn't have a man. No, she's not. Is she?
Start this again, Paul, for goodness sake. Don't ask Andy.
Andy's not said a word. It's me. I've got the right to do this sort of thing. Yeah, you could be right, actually.
59. 64.
No. Get out of town.
Look at that.
So, what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
It's Paul 5, Charlie 4.
Paul 5, Charlie. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, Paul 5, Charlie 4. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, birthday number 2, the composer, playwright and actor Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah.
And I know him quite well, actually. We were at the Edinburgh Fringe when he asked me to take him to a football match. I said, Hibs or Hearts? He said he preferred Hamilton.
Ah, nice. And he's the only person who ever walked out of Hamilton at half-time in the interval.
And he did think he should have thrown away his shot.
And his impression, can you give us, what was your, can you do your impression of Hamilton?
Hamilton. That's
it. So after 2 hours of that, he'd had enough, went up the pub.
Didn't need it.
I had to get home for match of the day.
Fair enough. Yes, me, kick off. Lin-Manuel Miranda. 54. What do you think, Charlie?
48.
I was really surprised at this. He's 43.
Wow. What an overachiever. Incredible, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It really makes you feel bad about yourself.
I thought he was older because he'd done so much. I'm not having a good day today. What's the scores, Jeff?
Charlie, 5 out onto 9. Paul, 11 out onto 16.
Okay. 9, place 16. Okay. Next birthday, okay. Charlie's first.
Yeah. Charlie was a racing driver. He was the only driver ever to win the Indianapolis 500, the Daytona 500, the 24 Hours of Daytona, and the 24-Hour Le Mans. What a driver. A.J. Foyt. And the motor racing authorities in America never wanted him to celebrate his victories, but A.J. battled to have his after-race shindigs. It was Foyt for the Reut part.
West Country Corner.
Yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
Foyt to the right for party, to party.
What do you reckon?
Yikes.
AJ Foyt.
Foyt. Could be anything, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Sounds 18. I don't think he's 18. I'm going to say 68.
I'll go 76.
He's an amazing 88.
Wow. Ooh, terrible. Tricky Baker.
What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Charlie, 20 out onto 29. Paul, 12 out onto 28. Paul in the lead by 1.
Ooh, lovely. 28-29.
So Jeff sounds so quite distant and a little bit of delay. It's almost like we pre-recorded those. And we're just typing them in. He's not quite doing it live.
You're on Mars.
Anyway, that's it. Next birthday. Here we go.
Okay, he's the musical director of the London Symphony Orchestra. Yeah. Sir Simon Rattle.
Sir Simon Rattle.
And he's just got back from the World Gymnastics Championships in the Middle East. Not only did he provide the music, but he showed the Emir his own tumbling skills. It was shake, rattle and roll.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey!
It's difficult. He's got young hair, isn't he, Simon Rattle?
Yeah,
he's got very young hair.
Hair, isn't he? Yeah.
60... Clickety-click 66, Simon Rattle.
I was going to go a bit older than that, but I want to stay in touch, as they say. I'm going to say 72.
68.
Ooh, okay. Well, you've stayed in touch. What's the scores, Jeff?
The scores haven't moved much. It's Paul 30, Charlie 33.
Okay, yes. So, pretty tight. This is the next one for half-time. So, Charlie, you'll lead us off with this one. Here we go.
Okay, it's the only birthday that I've used from last year, and it's exactly the same gag.
Oh.
It's Eric Dier.
What, Tottenham's Eric Dier?
Yeah, not the plumber. Right. Oh, okay. Eric Dyer. He's just opened a pancake house with the former BBC commentator Alan Green. It's called Dyer and Waffle.
Oh,
blimey.
Dyer.
Eric Dyer.
Eric Dyer.
29.
Wowee, the Spurs fan got the Spurs legend right. Well done. How old is...
Choose the birthday charge. You don't want a Stewart's, you want a different birthday. No, is that the one you didn't like this
we
week?
We can all hear how it goes, though, can't we?
I've got two extra ones this week in case Charlie kicks off.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? You have to actually... A couple in the
how
bank in case
how old is
he
your
wants
best friend? You know, well, great. Lovely.
I'd say I've never met the man, but I have met him with Andy once in Russia, but that's not the point. Anyway, what's the scores, Jeff?
At the halfway stage, it's Paul 30, Charlie 34.
34. All to play for then. Join us for the second half. Tell us how you're getting on. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. Is it a good week for you? Bad week for you? Who's letting you down?
Tom Leck says, as a listener says, Paul should be in prison.
It's a bit much, that is. In prison. Okay. Well, we'll leave you with that thought. And yeah, do get in touch and tell us how you're doing.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
What are the listeners saying about the first half of today's birthday spread, Charlie?
Paul in Edinburgh says, I feel it's the time the Court of Arbitration for Sport got involved to ensure fairness, which I think that's a shame, seeing as someone said you should go to prison a minute ago.
Yeah, true.
A real nip and tuck derby, this. Amazing, after three direct hits, I'm on 13. That's Andrew in Basingstoke.
Well,
very
played,
good, Andrew.
That's
yes.
Good work. We can't live with you today. Let's see how we get on in the second half. I'm going to be leading us off. Andy Jacobs is with us with the birthday. Jeff Peters keeping score in a cupboard somewhere. And here's Palais and Sergio Mendes. Next birthday, Andy.
Okay, it's the Very Reverend Professor Sir Ian Torrance, Dean of the Chapel Royal in Scotland and of the Thistle, not Partick Thistle, 2014 to 2019. Professor Sir Ian Torrance. Yeah. And funny enough, he had a right go at me after I allowed Charlie to get away with that terrible guess at George Foreman last week. Yeah. He left a really sweary message on my answer phone. It was a torrance of abuse.
Torrance of abuse.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice, very nice.
68 I'm going for, Charlie Bacon. 68, what do you think?
72.
Ooh,
74.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Well, that makes it interesting. How many was I? How many was Charlie out, Jeff?
Paul, you were 6 out onto 36. Charlie, 2 out. He's onto 36.
Really?
Do you do any others? Do you do Nigel Benn as well? You seem to have developed a digital listener, which I hope continues.
I've gone off the earpods, and I thought I'd just hold the phone closer to my mouth, and it would sound
keep
better.
Them on.
I don't think that's
you?
Working. To be really honest,
keep them on. So, what's the score? Oh, sorry, Jeff. Give us the scores again.
30 thick all.
Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, Charlie, next. Here we go.
Okay, it's the chairman of the Great Ormond Street Hospital, Sir Michael Rake.
Yeah.
Sir Michael, he actually did that from 2007 to 2017. Sir Michael Rake.
Yeah.
And throughout his career, I've always kept a check on how he's doing. I like to monitor Rake's progress.
Nice.
Oh,
literally
beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Very nice.
And what do you think, Charlie?
78.
No, I wouldn't say he's that old.
Oh,
I'd go. I'm guessing. I'd say 64.
Ooh, could be crucially 75.
Wow. Okay. Wee. What a disaster from my point of view. What's that done to the scores, Jeff?
He's a boxer, he's a fighter, he's a pugilist.
You don't need to do that, you sound like that anyway.
Charlie is 3 out onto 39. Paul, 11 out onto 47.
Ooh, I take that seriously.
47.
I can only see him now standing in his cupboard with a scented handkerchief and a little beauty spot and a powder wig, pair of buckle shoes. Anyway,
you're on Mars.
What's next?
It's Professor Anne Oakley,
founder
and director of the Social Science Research Unit and author of The Sociology of Housework in 1974, Professor Anne Oakley. And we were paintballing together last year when she realised she'd left her weapon in the clubhouse. I said to her, Annie, get your gun.
Yay! 88. What do you think, Charlie? Annie Oakley.
88, you've gone, have you?
I've gone 88, yeah.
87.
Oh, aye. Tactical.
Tactical. 79.
Okay. It worked, Charlie. It worked. So, Jeff, what's happened?
Okay, so Paul is 9 out, moves on to 56. Charlie is 8 out. moved on to 47.
11. Goodness sake.
Okay. Next. Charlie's next.
That's what my nine. Yeah, nine. Yep.
Okay, Charlie, it's the children's author, Jenny Nimmo.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny Nimmo. And when she went missing last year, I joined the search party straight away. I was part of the group who were successful in finding Nimmo.
Nice.
That's know.
Tough, Charlie.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
And Jenny Nimmo could be... A children's author, Jenny Nimmo, she could be 21.
Yeah.
She could be
any. That's all it says.
I mean...
Yeah, she could be.
Children's author, Jenny Nimmo.
Children's author, Jenny Nimmo, yeah.
Not a clue, Paul.
No, not me neither, Charlie.
Not a clue.
That's why I'm waiting for you to lay down a marker.
What do you do?
What do you think, Charlie? Got a crack on.
62.
72.
Oh, good guess. He's 79.
Oh,
wow. That's very interesting. So there we go. Going to the last birthday. It does mean... Yes, it
what's
is.
What's the scores? What's
the
scores?
The scores? Yeah.
It's Paul 63, Charlie 64.
Oh, wow, what a game.
Really?
What a game.
That's, that's perfectly played, Charlie, because it means I have to
I know,
lead
yeah,
off.
Lovely. No,
I have
no.
To, 60,
Paul 63, 64. Yes, yes. Lovely, beautifully
I'm
played.
I'm in the lead.
I need
yeah.
to get one either side of you. How
yeah.
nice.
Well, this is tough.
Regal's territory, it
this
really
is.
Is.
It is. That's all it is.
Regal's territory.
Wrong way, Regal's. Here we go then. Last birthday, Andy.
Okay, it's the singer, the last surviving sibling of the Von Trapp family.
Wow.
Johannes Von Trapp.
Yeah.
Johannes Von Trapp. And he likes to keep in touch with former QPR and Luton players like Clint Hill and Ricky Hill. I hadn't heard from them, so I asked them how they were doing. I asked them how they were doing. And he assured me the Hills are alive.
Oh, tremendous.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'd say 80.
I think a little bit older than that. Because I'm going from... the film.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 80. What do I need to be? One up, don't I? 81.
Johannes Von Trapp is 84.
Oh, two in a row.
You've won,
two in a row, Paul.
You've
well,
won.
Yeah. Well. Hang well, on. Paul is four out, Charlie yeah. is three out, so it's 67 all.
Oh, God, got my maths wrong. Unbelievable.
Goodness sake.
Do you want a tiebreak?
Unbelievable.
Tiebreak.
I've got a tiebreak.
Wrong. You haven't got a tiebreak.
Got me maths
I have
wrong.
Got a tiebreak.
Oh, you haven't
yeah.
got a tiebreak. He's got a tiebreak. Let's
oh,
do this.
I can't believe I got my maths wrong.
Okay, well, we need to. Who's going to go first in the tiebreak then? How do we decide? You got a coin
fool.
On you there, Jeff.
Okay. No, I think Charlie should, because Paul, you went first
oh, yeah,
on the last one, so I think Charlie
fool.
Should go first.
You go first in the tiebreak, Charlie.
Okay.
Okay,
what
here we go.
What
gotta
an
be,
idiot.
Got to be quick. The boy's
okay,
gonna
it's yeah. the photographer Clive Barder. The photographer Clive Barder.
Yeah.
He's very famous for his photos of the Isle of Man TT races. He's especially celebrated in the capital, where he's known as Douglas Barder.
Oh, very good. What does Clive Barder do again, Andy?
He's a photographer.
Photographer, yeah. Clive Barder, the photographer.
We should both write down a number. That's
okay.
how it
let's
should
write
work,
down,
shouldn't
I'm
it?
I'm going to write down
you know,
a that's number.
That's how it should work.
Okay. I've okay. written it down.
Okay.
Here we go.
Ready, Paul?
I'm going to show you
I have
mine.
Written down... you've written... Oh, you've got this right. I've gone 76.
I've gone 90. How old is he, Andy?
78.
Yes! Two in a row! Bang!
Well, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Andy.
38,
see you tomorrow.
19.
There we 30. Are. Lovely stuff.
Great
are.
Game.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank
I loved
you.
It.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
There we are. That's how it all unfolded this afternoon. Charlie, you return on
Saturday morning, 9 till 11 with Max, the game day warm-up.
Excellent, yeah. And you'll be back with me next Tuesday, won't you?
Well, we'll do, yes.
Andy joins me tomorrow. We'll have clips of the week and lots of other nonsense as well. Do hope you can join us from one. If not, podcast available around 4 o'clock. But for now, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.